This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Xander Alloy. Residents of a mobile home park in Mercer County were shocked when their park was purchased by a company based in New Jersey. Then the infrastructure of the park suffered, spurring citizen journalism.
Inspiring to see these tenants organizing themselves. They went out with cell phones, shot photos of the sewage leaks and things like that, and put together a case.
That story and more coming up this West Virginia Morning. Support for West Virginia Morning is proudly provided by Luke Frazier. Several new state laws are meant to help the state's understaffed emergency medical services, but maintaining statewide EMS operations remains a challenge. Randy Yowie has more.
Before Senate Bill 533 became law, many EMS runs were like Ubers, only getting paid to transport. Now, ambulance units will be reimbursed for care provided at the scene, even if they don't transport the patient. Executive Director of the West Virginia EMS Coalition, Chris Hall, says other laws passed streamline redundant EMT certification requirements and include EMS teams in creating cardiac emergency response plans for public schools. But Hall says state funding was not approved to help maintain EMS operations and address a shortage of ambulances and equipment.
Every state around us has some funds that go to EMS agencies for, you know, equipment, training, things like that to help keep the doors open.
Another new law provides a state-funded program for EMS personnel to become certified paramedics. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Randy Yowie in Charleston.
A new rule to cut coal miners' exposure to silica dust is one step closer to the finish line. The White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs completed the review of the silica dust rule on Wednesday, according to the agency's website. The final rule is expected to be published next month. The White House analysis of regulatory impacts is one of the final steps for new federal rules. The long-anticipated Mine Safety and Health Administration rule would cut in half the maximum exposure to 50 micrograms per cubic meter per shift. The change would align with the limit set by the Occupational Health and Safety Administration. Silica dust has been shown to worsen cases of black lung disease and cause it in younger miners. West Virginia's primary election is more than a month away, but Jack Walker explains why some voters will be seeing their ballots Friday.
Some West Virginia voters who applied for absentee mail-in ballots will see them in their mailboxes this weekend. These are sent out directly from county clerks. Voters who qualify for absentee ballots include active duty members of the military on deployment, residents living overseas, and individuals with a physical disability that prevents them from voting in person without assistance. According to the Secretary of State, nearly 1,200 voters have applied for an absentee ballot. The primary election will be held on May 14. Early voting will run from May 1 to May 11. To learn more about absentee ballot voting in West Virginia, registered voters can visit govotewv.com, a secure website from the Secretary of State's office. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jack Walker in Shepherdstown.
West Virginia's primary election is... After a new owner took over a Mercer County mobile home park, rents quickly went up while repairs slowed. One resident did some digging and found a reporter in California who had some unexpected answers about who this new owner was. Inside Appalachia's Mason Adams spoke with reporter Julie Reynolds.
This story you have, it's headlined, "The Davids in Appalachia Fighting the Monterey Bay Area's News Goliath." This story sprawls across the U.S., but let's start where the story does, in Mercer County, West Virginia. So can you tell us about Elkview Estates, which is the property at the beginning and sort of what starts the chain of events there?
Sure. So Elkview Estates, according to one of the tenants there, Valeria Steele, was a very nice mobile home park, manufactured home community, until about 2021, when a very mysterious entity bought the park. Tenants didn't know who these owners were. They were told to send their rent checks to a place in Englewood, New Jersey, to a man named Tom Del Bosco and various other entities at different times. The rent checks kind of went to a lot of different places. Valerie is kind of a citizen journalist, and she started investigating and digging into public records and connected the dots to see that the entity that bought her mobile home park was an affiliate of the same investment firm that had taken over a huge swath of American newspapers. And she found my reporting about this company, Alden Global Capital, and its related business, Smith Management, and connected the dots and saw that the company that bought her mobile home park, Homes of America, and also bought five others in Mercer County, was actually a business affiliate of Alden Global Capital, the same company that was known for destroying local newspapers.
And now the residents of Elkview Estate are suing Homes of America. What's the latest on what's happening there?
So a pro bono law firm called Mountain State Justice decided to support the tenants in all six Mercer County mobile home parks that were owned by Homes of America. And they have filed several lawsuits, including one that's a possible class action. They're waiting to see if they get certified. And the reason I call them the Davids fighting Goliath is because they've actually had some successes. They were able to stop rent increases. They were able to halt some evictions. And we're talking about when Homes of America took over, rents just shot up. I mean, Valeria's went up $300 a month from $550 to $850 a month. Some went up 60%. And we're talking about many people in these parks are on very limited income, Social Security, veterans benefits, and can't even fathom affording that kind of rent increase. At the same time, they're stuck there. If they're renting the land, but they own their mobile home, the costs of moving the home are prohibitive. You know, it can be in the tens of thousands of dollars to move one of these mobile homes. So many of them just left. You know, the parks now have a huge vacancy rate. Valeria has told me that there's been sewage leakages, that there's overgrown grass, broken windows, and all of this took place since Homes of America took over the park. The lawsuits, like I said, have had some successes. To me, that was very inspiring because journalists have been trying to figure out how to save their local newspapers and so far have been kind of befuddled. You know, they've been fighting back and they've had a few small victories against Alden Global Capital. But this was kind of stunning and inspiring to see these tenants organizing themselves. They went out with cell phones, shot photos of the sewage leaks and things like that. And put together a case.
What is the latest with their case at the moment?
So they're kind of on hold for a little bit. The judge handling the cases, the main ones retired in December, and the new judge has not been appointed. So they had been in the middle of a process of submitting some motions because Homes of America was not complying with the court orders. They were not supplying what's called discovery, which is all the documents showing what's going on. And so there is a motion still pending to order them to provide this discovery. They've been ordered once and they ignored that order. And now they're waiting for a new order to, you know, have some consequences because they're absolutely ignoring the court's order on this. So they're in a holding pattern right now. And we shall see what happens next, but they're still fighting.
That was reporter Julie Reynolds speaking with Mason Adams. To hear the rest of that interview and more, listen to Inside Appalachia Sunday mornings at 7 and Sunday evenings at 6 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. It's 7:53. This is West Virginia Morning. Partly cloudy skies this morning with a chance of light rain, mostly sunny this afternoon, highs in the 50s and 60s, partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the 30s and 40s, partly cloudy skies tomorrow with a chance of rain and thunderstorms, highs in the 60s, rain and thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, low temperatures in the 40s and 50s. This week's broadcast of Mountain Stage was recorded at the Lusher Center for the Arts in Walnut Creek, California. In this episode, host Kathy Matea welcomes Grammy-winning Australian rock star Colin Hay, Canadian singer-songwriter and guitarist Bruce Cockburn, legendary folk and country artist Ramblin' Jack Elliott, San Francisco rocker Chuck Prophet, accompanied by his band The Makeout Quartet, and folk duo The Lucky Valentines. Our song of the week comes to us from Colin Hay. We listen to an acoustic rendition of his international hit, Down Under.
See you later. Cheers. Traveling in a fried out combi, on a hippie trail head full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. She said, do you come from a little down under? Women glow and men plunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover. Buying bread from a man in Brussels. He was 6'4", full of muscle. A Vegemite sandwich, he said. It come from a little down under. But feathers blow, men they chunder. Can't you hear the thunder? You better run, you better take cover.
That was Colin Hay performing Down Under on the Mountain Stage. To hear the full performance and more, tune in Saturdays at 6 and Sundays at noon right here on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University. Our Appalachia Health News Project is made possible with support from Marshall Health. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Bill Lynch, Brianna Heaney, Chris Schultz, Curtis Tate, Emily Rice, Eric Douglas, Jack Walker, Liz McCormick, and Randy Yowie. Emily Rice produced today's show. I'm Xander Alloy.